Hello, dear listeners. I am Schism Navigator, and today I am sitting down to talk with Sundar Echo, one of the modders in our Sins community. Say hello, Echo.
Hello.
So, probably best start with the most simple question, which is going to put you immediately on the spot. Tell us a little about yourself.
Oh gosh. Well, in terms of my participation in the Sins modding community, I am the lead coder on the Dawn of the Reapers mod, which is focused around Mass Effect, and I'm also a coder for Ages of the Federation, an upcoming Star Trek mod.
I think I remember someone saying you may have been involved in another one as well, but I can't be sure about that.
Ah, well, we have some secret projects at Prolific Studios, and from time to time I help out Sins of the Prophets, the Halo mod.
I was just thinking of Sins of the Prophets as well, because I know you've been around a lot, and something that's a little birdie told me was like you've been really, really active, like behind the scenes with a few different groups right now, which is a little surprising because up until I think about 6 months ago, well, 6 to 9 months ago, I don't think anyone had necessarily even heard of you.
That is correct, yes. I think it was around July last year that I started seriously modding Sins.
Right. So, go on.
Go.
Oh, I was going to say that leads to a next question, which is, what attracted you to Sins in the first place?
Ah, well, that's going way back. I remember when it was the original Sins in a box on the shelf. I was quite young, and I'm very fond of sci-fi and ships, and the combination thereof is the best thing ever, as far as I'm concerned. So,
Sci-fi ships blown up.
yep, big capital ship combat. It's always been my thing. So I remember being in a store when they were still selling them in a box copy, and grabbing this one off the shelf and peering at it longingly. I didn't manage to get it that day. Alas, the parent's wallet was not opening at the time. But later on, I did manage to get a hold of a copy. I think it was an Entrenchment Era.
Entrenchment. And
Yes.
I really attempt to make a you shall not pass joke there, which I have to make that connection. Right, so obviously you've been playing Sins long before you kind of really have come to the scene as a modder. Are there any other games? I mean, just branching out a bit here, like I assume that there were certain, especially the connection with Dawn of the Reapers, there's a wider palette there of like titles which you've also played and kind of what motivates you and inspires you as a creator.
Indeed, I have a rather long list of games on Steam and a few on Origin as well, thanks to that being the only way to get Mass Effect. Obviously, I'm a big fan of Mass Effect, all of them, not so much Andromeda. It has its good parts, but that's a discussion for another time. I also enjoy, at the moment, Battlefleet Gothic Armada 2. Once again, spaceships and big capital ship combat. It's
Yes, I'm
fairly
seeing a
obvious.
pattern.
Yep. I've been getting back into World of Warships a little bit lately. The pattern continues. Stellaris. I'm going to be jumping into Total Warhammer 2 for a little bit with the new DLC. That's looking quite fun. What
So
else?
definitely a strong pattern there of also strategy games in particular.
I do like my strategy games, yes. I also enjoy a good role-playing game, obviously with Mass
Obviously.
Effect
Yep.
and other things. Oh, I would be absolutely remiss if I didn't mention Homeworld, all of them.
Which is an interesting connection, is something which I've had some degree of pride because myself being also a big Homeworld fan, and the studio which made my favorite Homeworld game, Cataclysm, was in fact Barking Dog originally, is Ironclad was one of the three studios that spawned off from that studio. So some of the original developers of Homeworld Cataclysm are in fact same people behind Sinistral Empire. Now, people know that. But it's a small world, a small, very small world with a lot of big dreams.
Indeed.
So when it comes back to modern, was there anything in particular that motivated you to think like, okay, I've played these games, I've got all this, you know, kind of history with different things. Now I want to, you know, strike on my own and do my own take on things, starting of course with a fan mod, which is basically a love letter to another game series you'd love, being Mass Effect. So what was anything in particular which like drew you into that? Was it a mod someone else had made, or the tools, or something else?
There is actually a very particular thing that drew me into Sims modding. And that is, I had been watching the Dawn of the Reapers mod since the beginning of the Dawn of the Reapers mod. And eagerly anticipating it for a very long time. And then I believe it was version 0.4. I downloaded and I looked at all of the descriptions and thought, wow, they really need to work on this. This is not very good. And so I thought to myself, I can do this better. This can't be that hard. Looked up a few tutorials and then quickly figured out how to do some simple editing of the strings and the tech tree. Did up a massively overly fancy application to Set, Lord Set, who was the leader of Prolific Studios and the original founder of the Dawn of the Reapers mod. And he brought me on. Now, that was actually about 2.5 years ago, I think. And initially I was there only to do strings, which, for those unfamiliar, is the descriptions that you'll see on basically everything in the game. Mm-hmm. If it's text, it's a string.
A million tooltips, basically.
Yeah. So that's what I initially joined on to do. But then you're going to get a small Dawn of the Reapers history lesson here. Sorry to digress.
Here we go. Go on.
So we were active for a little while, but then Set decided he had some real life things he needed to focus on, and disappeared somewhat. And then around about, like I said before, July, or the month before last year, he reappeared out of the blue. And I had actually just been considering saying, well, it was nice while it lasted, but cut ties. And he contacted me and said, hey, do you want to start up again? And I said, that sounds wonderful, but are you going to disappear again? He promises that he won't disappear. And he didn't. And so after a little while, he persuaded me to join back in. And it was at that point that we got to talking and realized that we'd lost a lot of the original team. And there was no one else that does code, because while Set can do code, he absolutely hates doing it. And I said, can I learn how to do that? And he pointed me towards a few tools. And from there, it was just experimentation.
Right. Was there anyone else in the community which you may have read what they'd done, or got any tips and ideas on how to do things from? Because I know there's a lot of overlap and a lot of people creating guides and tools and helping each other out across the modern scene for Sims.
It's a little bit intimidating, actually, getting in initially. And I think it's gotten a little bit better over the past few months as several other mods have become more active. But mostly I figured it out on my own, though it was primarily because of the wonderful tools that Zombie Russ, or Zombies R Us, has created.
Yes, Zombie. who is definitely one of the like old guard when it comes to modern sins. Him and Goafan, I know in particular, have been around for quite a while, and still to this day very active in helping people.
Yeah. Once I had the tools, it was mostly a case of looking at how the existing code already worked and then reverse engineering it from there.
So mostly learn by doing.
Yes.
So somewhat related, since we're talking about also learning how to mod, is you may have an answer to this, which is interesting. You may pop, I'm guessing maybe not, because of how focused you're on things right now. But have you ever tried to mod or just create something in another game, perhaps? And like, is there any kind of comparisons you can share about that?
No, I have not started modding any other games, although I was quite seriously looking at starting modding Stellaris right around when I got drawn into Dawn of the Reapers on a more serious basis. And I still intend to look at Stellaris after the projects I have on Sins have completed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very interested in the games industry from the design perspective primarily. Hoping that I can get in somewhere along the line. I view my mods partially as portfolio pieces to show what I can do.
There is definitely an element. There's definitely an element of truth to that. I have more than one friend who started out modding before they kind of, you know, got different like little side jobs for becoming like full-time designers. One I know, actually back from my own days as well, doing mods for actually Homeworld. Now works at Creative Assembly, and of course. In our own particular kind of with startup, we actually have one of the artists that we found from one of the mods that actually did some contract work recently. So like there definitely is, I would agree 100%. There's value in like the main way you get into the industry, I'd say, is by just doing stuff and putting stuff out there. And then one of the easiest ways and one of the more visible ways to do that is through modding, especially you know on PC.
Indeed.
Right, so what, here's another big question. What are you most proud of creating? Like, is there one particular thing you could point and say that was the best thing I did?
Indeed there is, although it is yet to come to full fruition. Because I designed the code behind it, but it's not yet received the art assets that will bring it to true wow levels.
Is it something you can talk about? Or is it like you keep it as a surprise?
So let me just say that generally in Sins there have been a few things where people have said that it cannot be done in Sins modding. Now I'm the kind of person that, when told that it cannot be done, takes that as a challenge. Somebody said that Reaper legs could never be animated.
Oh,
I said so, challenge accepted.
So we're going full Robo Space Cuttlefish.
Absolutely.
I look forward to seeing that. Guess we'll watch this space.
The code behind it is remarkably complicated for what it is, but I'm hoping that it's going to work out nicely once we get some particle experts in to
get the
visuals. Yeah.
I'd also expect there's some concern with optimization with that as well. Maybe limit the amount. I might imagine they are Reapers, so
canonically you don't need many Reapers on the field.
Yeah, you don't need that many. It's a bit like Borg cubes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you really need? So, with all that in mind, everything that you've done experienced, what advice would you give to other people like coming into modern? Obviously, this would be from the perspective of coming to Sins, but in general, like, is there any like best practices or just general piece of advice you can give people who want to start modding?
Probably a few things in more general terms. I am a firm believer that experimentation is one of the best ways to learn. Generally, we have a bit of an in joke. In that if we haven't managed to break Sins, we're not pushing it hard enough. I tried to dream up all of the features and then push the game as hard as it possibly can until it breaks, and then dial it just back from there. Don't be afraid to experiment and break the game, because the worst that happens is you have to roll back your latest build and come up with a different way.
So thank you for saying that, everyone. Please break our game. It doesn't get broken enough. The best piece of advice that a modder can give you is keep breaking their game. Every developer thanks you. No, but I can certainly see that. Poor Blair. I think that's true. Like almost every mod, like that happens. I know a lot with, and I mean it's kind of the inverse in some ways, but like with like the Bethesda games as well, whereby they keep like adding stuff until the end is just like, what are you doing? Please get off me. But yeah,
and then Bethesda's the inverse, where they leave the modders to fix it.
Well,
anyway,
it's not
comment
all
on that. Who do you
think? No, but. Anything else you might say to like someone who's just starting out, or just like considering modern, maybe just like I don't know, should I not? Because it seems like a big commitment of time for some people.
It can be a big commitment of time, yes. And the reason that I'm able to work on as many mods as I am is because I don't have much else consuming my time, which has its pros and cons. Definitely don't try and join several different mods at once, like I have.
I was going to say that. That's kind of one of the most shocking things, and why I wanted to speak to you, because you're like doing like way too many things. It seems like
I have essentially made it my full time job. But yeah, anyway,
it's a lot of experience.
Yeah, it's been quite wonderful, actually. There's a certain joy to creating and realizing your vision that it's hard to find elsewhere. But yes, I suggest that while everybody does do their things differently, you should definitely ask the veterans as much as possible. We look scary, but generally we're not. And I've found, particularly in recent years, or months perhaps, people seem a lot more willing to share what they've done, especially if you give them credit.
Yeah.
Generally, other modders are quite happy to share their approaches to things, as long as you make sure you credit them if you're outright copying their systems. And they're happy to help teach, because there's not enough of us, really, to go around. And we all like seeing mods finished.
That is something that over the years I myself have noticed, like, not just within Sins, but also, like, of course, Bethesda and, like, the CNC also, like, still have a surprisingly, like, active modern scene, which to this day are modern, like, games which are far older than Sins. I mean, I always find it a bit funny, people like point out, like, hey, your games are, like, lots of, like, games older than Sins still have really big and active modern communities, whether it's with Dawn of War, or it's with Homeworld, or it's with Red Alert 2, like Command & Conquer. And yeah. One of the things for sure that you do notice is that there's a degree of, like, most modders, most of the best communities for that, definitely you have people who are friendly, but also, like, there has to be a level of trust, and, like, it's important that people don't feel as if they're just going to be, like, something that they've made, they've worked on, is going to be, like, someone must take credit for it. Like, as long as the credit stuff is sorted, most people are like, yeah, cool, like, you can use this, and then you have this yeah. massive knowledge base you can draw upon, and even assets as well, of course, which happens very often. A lot of people get to build a lot of assets over time. And one of the big things which can happen is, like, the whole negotiation, people are like, yeah, you can add this to the mod, etc. And, like, some of the biggest mods, you have assets used, like, from even years ago being, like, reused and updated, and it becomes this huge thing, which then breaks the game. Thank you, guys. yeah. So
another thing that's perhaps worth mentioning as you're moving into modding is that sometimes the new ideas they might seem silly, but they might not have been thought of by even some of the veterans. That's one of the things that some of the more veteran modders have remarked to me about, is that I've come in without any of the long-term history of modding Sims and looked at where it is now and come up with new ideas and tried to break it in new and interesting ways that they never considered. So even if you think your idea is silly, go with it anyway, test it, see if it works, because it just might.
So
I'll stop interrupting you. Go
no,
on.
Please. Hey, you're the one who's talking. So I think we've covered most things that we did previously talk about. Do you have any particular topic you want to go over, or do wrap it up?
No, not really. Not without getting into details of the specific mods, yes, which I don't think this is for.
That's always a concern, like, you want to get into, like, too many, like, oh, yeah, we did this, that. And please add this feature, Blair. So
yes, there are many things I would love Blair to add, but I would
that genuinely, like, I did a stream with the Immortal 3 guys, and one of the things Mascot doing was basically just being like, oh, by the way, Blair, please add this, please add. Just every, like, 20 minutes would be, like, a feature request. Now you can do it more directly, though.
I must say, though, that the support that Blair and the guys continue to provide to this game, which really, it's a very old game, let's be honest here, they don't have to keep supporting us, and yet they do, and they keep implementing features specifically for us modders, and that means a lot. It's excellent. I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, I definitely think there's real value in having that long-term support, and that's something which we do take a good measure of pride here at Stardock, with like having that in pretty much all of our titles. Like even Galsif 2 got an update last year, which is much older than Sins. mind you, I mean, even like Blizzard does that now as well. So like that's one of the hallmarks, I think, of a when it comes to PC gaming, is having that like very long-term support. And like, it's all games never really die, never truly die. As long as people are passionate about them, as long as they want to keep playing them, like, they never die. So, they might break, but they don't die. So, wrap it up then. Where can people find you and the things that you're working on? Basically, you know, plug yourself and what you work and what you've been doing.
The primary ways to get in touch with me would be on the Dawn of the Reapers Discord. The Sins of a Solar Empire Discord, or the Stellar Parallax Discord, which is the one for the Star Trek mods, Ages of the Federation and Star Trek Armada 3. I'm generally pretty friendly and try to talk to people who come to me with questions. At least I think I am.
Hopefully we get a lot more questions now. People are like asking, like, how do you do this?
Oh no!
How do you make articulated parts on a ship in Sins? That's going to be a big thing.
Yeah, well, let's wait until the art people tell me whether or not they can do their part of it before we get distributing that.
I have a feeling that if you do get into the industry and like it's something which you embrace and find passion for, beyond just modern, I have a feeling you're going to be one of those guys who like has to cope against the wall of like, we can't afford that feature, but scope creep, I want to add this then. Why not? Look, it works in code, yeah, but we have like, you know, thousands of dollars for the artist to get this. I'll do it myself. All right.
Yes, I do have a bit of that mentality.
I can sense it, yeah. Right, so I think that's the end of the interview. Thank you for being brave enough to be the first one to go through with this. We actually have had previous interviews, but this is the first one for the new newsletter. And good luck with the artists.
Yes, well, I have some eager artists who have also said challenge accepted, so hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon. All right. Sign off now.